It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2097, recorded Thursday, June 18th, 2026. Show me the money. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a what the heck is it? A way to get rid of ants. And I have three miniature gadgets in my crappy corner, plus your videos. All next on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, and here he is, our Mr. Clean of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good.
Wait a minute. You got a hair reduction.
I did. I got a haircut, nice and sleek now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. I also had a ton of technical difficulties right before the show, so I maybe sweating bullets still and trying to like recover, but we're up and running.
You did it. We're on. and while we were chatting, someone said, "What does your shirt say?" This is my favorite Woot shirt ever is trying
is the first step towards failure. Trying is the first step towards failure.
Oh, I have to tell you, Chad, I bought those wheels that you showed
few weeks ago. They're like rollerblade wheels.
Oh, my God. I tell you, they can be lethal. You stand up, and if you accidentally push against your chair, the chair goes to the other end of the office.
It's true. They're like more efficient, which means that, like, I guess when you push them, yeah, they go. Yeah. It's It slides away.
Like, yes, exactly. It's a riot. I mean, the other ones were so hard to move the chair, but these, it's still a learning curve.
Yeah, it's almost like too far the other way. You need a Goldilocks wheel.
Yes, I'm always afraid I'm going to sit down and the chair is going to be in the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah, no, I feel that too. Just bumping it or whatever. Yeah, it does. It feels like you launch the chair. Like
yes, it takes off.
That's really funny. That's funny that we had the same. Yes, absolutely. Hey, what'd you get up to this last week?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, so Dennis and I belong to the New York Historical Museum that for 3 or 4 years now has been working on building a whole new addition to the museum. And Tuesday, all day for members, they had a preview. And one of them was such a quirky exhibit. It's called Art and Soul, S-O-L-E. And it's an exhibition of shoes. Now,
wow.
you would think, what can there be in shoes that you would have a whole exhibit? Yeah, so you walk this way, and that goes into the exhibit hall, and it is people. Well, first of all, they have some shoes that Beyonce had designed for her shows, and then they had an assortment of designer shoes, I'm sure not to be worn. Here's cardboard shoes, corrugated cardboard shoes, shoes, I guess, not to wear.
Yeah. Shoes, the cardboard one is still killing me. And then, yeah, crystal? Oh, my gosh. a foot can't fit in that.
You couldn't even get your foot in that patriotic shoe.
Wire.
These look like they're, I don't know, it looks like a combination of knitting and wire and bizarre stuff. Oh, I
yeah.
The swan shoe.
That one has wrinkles. Look at that.
Yes.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Like, is that Lincoln?
The Lincoln shoe?
Yeah.
I don't know who the other
maybe
character
his wife. I have no idea though.
two more politicians, yeah. Uncle Sam, I
Uncle
guess.
Sam made out
the
of clay.
Camel, the cow shoe. And these are my favorites.
Oh my gosh, I love the radio flyer.
Radio flyer and with a handle.
And a taxi cab.
And the taxi cab shoe.
Yeah, and then just going back to that, that's the these are like molds of a foot for Beyonce. That's so crazy. That's so crazy. Yeah, that's all the shoes. You have one more photo here.
I do, and then we walked into the exhibit of the presidents, and they have an Oval Office with a sign that says, yes, feel free to go in and sit at the desk and have someone take your photo.
That is so cool.
That's pretty neat.
Is that the Resolute desk or the Liberty? I don't know. It looks like you got jelly beans here.
Yes. I don't know. I didn't dare.
What administration is this? Is what I'm trying to.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know. That is cool.
It was great fun. It was great fun.
That is really cool. That is really cool. Yeah. I love that. That's a really neat exhibit. Okay.
And you?
Gosh, I cut all of my hair off. I went camping. At a friend's just property, and he just has some land, so I went out there.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Camping.
Is there a house there, or you just decided to go camping?
There's a trail. There's a mobile. There's a manufactured home on the property.
Oh, okay,
yes,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have wheels. It never had wheels, so it's not a mobile home. But yeah, you know, there's a manufactured home on the property. So if you gotta use the bathroom, you still can. But yeah, we have a fire ring out there and enough land to set up the tent and let the dog run around. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then this weekend is a friend's birthday. So we're going to Tampa. We're going to Atlanta. We're going.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going all over this weekend. So we'll drive everywhere. So it's like a little road trip. So.
Great.
So yeah. Yeah, very fun. Very, very fun. Well, let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, the first one is a what the heck is it? And I think it's pretty tricky. Take a look.
Ooh, okay, here we go.
It's another what the heck is it? Ooh. Get ready. And
a towel.
Oh.
Voila. Okay. Ah. Box.
Did the box help? All right.
Whoa. It almost looks like electronic fire or something.
Is it?
Or like a jellyfish.
Is it? Oh my gosh.
I
have no idea at all.
Okay.
You were close. What did you say, Chad?
A jellyfish?
That's what I thought it was. It looks scary.
Yeah.
I'll show you what it looks like before. I haven't used it. It's kind of
a shower
bizarre
head.
I had to buy it just because
crazy
it's so
shower
weird.
Head.
It's almost scary.
Oh,
it is
a nightlight.
Oh. I think this will terrify kids.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I was very close.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Also, it's expensive. $28. Fortunately, it was deal with it today. So, yeah, the nightlife projector, the jellyfish projector. Okay, so
see if you held it upside down, I would have known right away.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't know if we're going to get it to
an alien spaceship. Would have been my guess.
Wait a minute.
What?
I have never ever seen three prong.
The ground is just plastic.
Yes, and that.
What?
What the? That is freaking bizarre. So I have to get.
You got
to
break that off in your apartment, don't you?
Yes.
Right, so it does have an on-off switch. Oh, those things don't turn. You can pick a color.
Oh, yeah. I assume they're motorized.
I thought those things were going to spin.
Yeah.
They did earlier when you first tried it.
They did?
Yeah, it was like a multicolor thing going on.
Oh, they, oh.
There they go.
I don't think I like this.
Whoa.
Oh, there it is. So this is
kind of nice.
A nightlight.
But no. I
don't think
it.
So.
I bet
it's creepy.
Don't you think it's creepy? No.
You don't have to cut them off. You can just you plug them in when you buy it, so you don't need to have those.
Like but you may see it on our Halloween special. Who knows? So you can either have it doing this. You can have it doing that. With individual colors. Oh, that's better. And then I believe
so there
you
are
can
nine
freeze
solid
colors.
Okay.
You can have a solid
or
color.
Or then you can have it go through fading in and out for all the colors.
Does it work upside down?
And then there's
well,
a soft white.
You wouldn't be able to
white.
Put it in the outlet
and have
upside
it,
down.
Just a white light if you want that.
Okay. And you can just have it steady. All right.
Yeah.
So whatever the colors are.
I wonder if the motor noise would be annoying, too.
The bottom, the rotating tentacles have their own on and off switch. Okay. Scary nightlight, not my thing.
So it's like an alien that's going to abduct you or something.
Yeah. As I said, you don't have to put the tentacles in. They come in a separate bag. But it did seem a little expensive to me.
I agree. It's a tad expensive, especially when, you know, I'm looking at this and I remember that bulb, that disco bulb that we loved to review, and it looks so similar. You know, the same effect almost on the walls.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's you're absolutely right. It's a lot of light for a night light.
It's like a disco light basically.
Yes.
So yeah. I mean, I think it has this, it's aesthetic. It's very bright, very tentacly. But
Dennis said kids probably think it's cool that you have that weird thing in your bedroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Or if you're into aquatic creatures, I do wish that it was more dimmable.
Yes,
and,
it has no dimming.
You know, I think that that would be a nice feature. But yeah, $27 seems rather steep. I agree. Pretty cool though. And if you want, you can get the price down to, you know, $21 each if you buy two at once.
Okay. Oh, you'd have them side by side, like
yeah,
in the picture.
There you go. That really would get the room quite bright.
That's right.
Becky says she loves it. So
she loves it.
Yeah,
oh my God!
In the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Okay. It remind me of Christmas, Becky.
What else you got?
Okay. Here's a problem I had with ants and a possible solution.
Okay.
All right, here's a product that's not working out well for us, okay? Taro.
Oh.
Ant killer liquid ant baits. So this has not happened in a lot of years. A couple of days ago, out of the blue, like a couple of hundred ants came in. Tiny little ants, which is strange because there's no food in the office. I try not to eat here. So I bought these liquid ant baits and, okay, they come like this. It says break them apart and then cut the top. All right. So we broke them apart till there's a single one like that. And then it says cut the top and lay it down, label up. All right, so I did that on my desk where the ants were. Actually, they wrote a very short story for me. And the stuff is leaking like crazy.
What?
All right?
Sticky.
Yeah, and it's sticky. And the bizarre thing is, I was typing, and everything I typed had the letter B in the middle of the word. And I thought, am I losing my... Turned out, a drop of this fell in my keyboard and glued the space bar to the B. And when I got a little X-Acto knife and cut through that, I now have a separate B and space bar. But I was thinking, what is going on? It's a mess. Now, the ants have left.
They thought it was too messy.
They like the messy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's way too messy. And it's so sticky. Anyway, Dennis said, maybe we're doing it wrong, but according to that box, it seems you cut that cap off, and they are laying label up, and, oh, you know, they're almost stuck to the, I don't want to. It's a mess. Look at, oh, anyway. And it sticks to me. No wonder the ants left. I wouldn't, I would leave too if I didn't have to pay this month's rent.
Our floor is all sticky now, they're thinking. Yeah. Oh, this is...
Now, the funny thing is 4.6 out of 5 stars for more than 157 thousand reviews. Now, I went in and I went in to search this page where you can ask a question.
Yes, yeah.
And I typed in...
Leaking.
Mine are leaking everywhere. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
And the answer came up with, no, 93% of people have complained that the liquid drips out.
What?
Because, I don't know if you can see it, the liquid, there's liquid in the cap.
Yeah.
And so when you cut the cap, it instantly starts leaking.
Even in this photo that they have on their Amazon
yes,
page,
you can see.
It's like a perfect way to drip out, it seems
yes.
like. It's like... Weird.
I don't know. Maybe secretly they figure, well, the ants are going to walk through it and then go back home to clean themselves up, and that'll poison the nest.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It seems to work great, but don't put it on a desk or put a piece of paper under it or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or
and
like a paper plate or something underneath. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, $11 for... What were there? A dozen in the box. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. I have used those before, too, and I can't remember if I had issues with them leaking. And then I'm also thinking, did I just put that on carpet? Like, is that why I didn't feel like it was leaking? It just got in the carpet, and now there's ant poison in the carpet that's sticky.
Dale Paco says borax works great.
Interesting.
And Scooter X said, I use Raid ant gel with amazing results.
Ant gel. Interesting.
And someone else, Becky, uses borax. You know what? It's funny. I think on the package somewhere, I think one of the ingredients is borax.
Borax. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So stick with borax because it's dry.
Yeah, exactly. Sprinkle that around.
Exactly. Okay, a final gadget is something I bought just to show, but now I think I have a use for it.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Always looking for new gadgets on Amazon. I saw this. All right, we've seen things like it, but this has a lot of features I hadn't seen before. Okay, so it's an LED light. It's also a built-in fan, but you can dial the temperature you want. Comes with a remote control. It has a built-in timer. It was like $21. So I figured, let's buy it. I'm doing an unboxing because It seems like there's...
sliding around in there.
Yes, exactly. Uh-oh. Loose stuff. Yeah, exactly.
You know, also, it's kind of small, isn't it? Look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it can rain in your apartment if you want, okay? It's set for rain or snow.
Yeah.
Please be in one piece. Oh, my God. What? I'm not liking this.
This is the pack and pray method.
Yes.
Oh, you have to wire it?
Oh.
Are you kidding me? I thought it would screw in.
You want it wired.
Oh, all you have to do is connect. Okay. All right. What was the thing bouncing around? Oh, the remote.
The remote.
Control.
Oh.
Something else. Hmm.
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
We found out later what that was.
Oh, it's kind of...
Oh, goes in the center picture. There?
Yes, go in the middle.
It looks like it's in
the box.
It's enormous.
Yeah!
I guess this is a way for them to ship it. Is it keyed? Let's see. I think it is keyed. It is keyed. Okay. Looks like this is the only way it can go in.
And there's a hefty click, so you know it's connected.
Right. And then...
this is the part you have to make sure you do correct.
I'm not crazy about this. You have to make sure it locked because you could be standing under it, okay? And then in theory, you just screw it into the ceiling, and then you can aim it in a way. I guess that's good. So we're going to sort of do it backwards. Chad, remember Chad? I think it was you who found the dual lighting, or maybe...
they even came up in today's episode. That's so funny.
I found the dual lighting. Anyway, so we're going to do this like this is the ceiling fixture. All right. Oh, you know what? I know. Since this is... we can point this.
Oh, yeah.
We'll screw it in, and then we'll screw it up. All right. I'm going to leave it like that.
All right.
Let us see.
I like the fact that you used to have to order a soft white one or a white one.
Now, wait a minute. Can you not dim?
Oh, you know what?
This is not bad. All right, so that's warm white, and that's kind of dim. And then fan. Oh, you can have go to sleep fan. Okay, very low fan. Medium. My fan. I don't know what this is for. Does this go in the middle? Oh, I bet it does.
Oh.
Right. Some assembly required.
I'm not going to put it on for now.
Changing the color temperature is nice.
What in the world is that? CCT?
Color?
Plus and minus?
Closed circuit TV.
Let's see if that affects something here.
Oh, color correction temperature?
Yes.
Color correction.
Technology, I think.
Yeah. You know, the camera is probably making this all look the same.
You can see subtleties.
You can see, yeah. But this is a very nice warm white. So you can click it with a button, but then you can vary it a little bit with a little remote control. And then this must be the timer. Okay. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour.
No, 3 hour, 1 hour, 2 hour, 4 hour.
Let me just do something here. This might be the fan. Would stay on for that and then go off.
You know what? This is $21.
For $21. They still haven't moved us to our new location in the warehouse. And it seems like they might have shut the air conditioning off in the warehouse. So I think this is probably going to get some use. We'll bring it over there to keep the space cooler while we continue to straighten stuff up. So that's it. It has a name, Peop, P-E-A-O-O-P. And for the money, I think it's worth it.
Definitely. I think if you also had a room that only had one light socket and you needed a fan, $21.
And you can dim it and dial the temperature you want, the remote control and timer.
The remote control's not bad. I've seen some bad remote controls. That one seems usable and functional, so that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is such a strange company. Peop. spelled like a pea, like from a green
pea. Oh, and it can shower leaves down on you, too, if you want. It can mulch.
It can mulch. What is that E27? I wonder if that's the...
E27, I think, is standard light socket.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I was wondering if that was the light quality.
I think it's just the screw-in base.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, just a screw-in base. Very cool. I like it. And good reviews, 4.1 over on Amazon, only $21.
And as I said, I think we're going to use it.
Yeah, that's great. With that, it's time to get a bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's. Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I said that I'm doing three different gadgets, and it's because they are so small. Can you even see this gadget?
What?
This is one of them. I'll leave that one there. Here's another one. Let me grab it. A second, I gotta find it. Oh my gosh. Here's another one. It's right here. Okay.
Wait a minute. It was miniature gadgets, not tiny, tiny. God.
Well, let's take a look at the video I recorded. We are back at it again with Miniature Gadgets Month. And today I have three different products that all fit the category. They're all kind of small, so I decided to group them all together. And maybe you can notice a theme between these gadgets. First is a miniature slot machine. This is a keychain-sized slot machine that has its very own pull lever that you can pull down, and it'll spin little slots inside. It has a hook so that you could hook it onto a backpack or some keys. The actual slots are just on one tumbler, so it not one for each like reel. The whole thing is just one tube that spins around. But sometimes you can get lucky. I just got bar right here live, which is kind of nice.
Does tiny little money
come
out?
There are only a few that are in the lines that are triples. So you still kind of get a little bit of a sensation. It's cheap, plasticky, and not much else. Feels a little hollow as well. So moving on to the miniature money. This is a bag full of $100 bills. When I saw this, I was just so intrigued by the teeny tiny wads of cash. And I could see the textures on the front. You know, obviously, you have Franklin there. I think so. It's hard to tell. It's so small now. I'm just going off of memory now. And you have the printing on the other side. And I was very curious, is each bill, each individual bill printed, or is that just, you know, what's going on here? And no, every single bill is individually printed on and individually bundled. So you can unbundle the teeny tiny miniature money and have individual bills kind of laying around. What would you use this gadget for? The tiniest game of poker? Probably. This is basically like dollhouse money. But anyway, the game of poker got me on an idea for the next tiny and last tiny gadget in this week, and that is a deck of cards. They come on these sheets. Doesn't really look like a deck of cards, but if you look closely, you'll see that each card is individually printed on this and then punched out. So you got to take it out of the plastic. They give you an extra like piece that is a little strange. More on that later. Then you have to pull apart the punch out. So there are two decks. It looks like a blue and a red deck. More on that later. I thought, oh, cool. They gave you two different color options. I found out why there's two. And then you have to punch out each card. And that took a little while. I found the best method was to put it face down on a flat surface and then use your finger to kind of keep the card there while you pull up on the paper or punch the card down onto the table. That helps kind of separate all the edges. Then you have a pile of cards, and I wanted to shuffle them so you could just kind of move them around to shuffle them. And then, of course, I wanted to actually get them into a stack. And that was incredibly, incredibly difficult. Just actually getting them into a stack of cards, and here they are next to my head. I mean, it is like teeny tiny. These cards are itty bitty. There's the three of spades. I doubt that you can even read it. Yeah, getting them into a stack was quite difficult. After I was doing that, I had to get the box together, punch that out, and fold it together over. There's a few areas to fold. Some areas aren't that like easily marked. You got to kind of fold them yourself. It was quite difficult to do that. And then you had to stick it to itself, and that is this mystery strip. This is double adhesive tape. This was super, super, super difficult to get onto that tiny little flap and cut off. I had to bring in my own scissors. Really hard to do. Finally, when I did that, I had one box made, and I realized why they gave you two boxes is because the stack is so big that it cannot fit into just one box. So the two boxes are required to actually fit the full deck of cards. So that's why they gave you two. I had enough fun there. They also give you two Joker cards as well, which I had set off to the side. So those are my three miniature gadgets. We got a slot machine, we have some teeny tiny bills, and a teeny tiny deck of cards. Back to you guys for the prices. So what do you think?
Oh my God.
The theme was Vegas for CES was what I was thinking of, was with the cash, the slot machine, and the cards. So the slot machine, let's start with that one's price. Here it is, only $7 for miniature slot machine. And you can kind of get a better look at like how that's just one sort of round tumbler. But every once in a while.
Is there a battery in there or
no.
Is it a spring?
No, just a spring. Yeah, just a spring. So, yeah. There.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
No battery. Yeah, and then, so that's only $7 on Amazon. The micro money is only $7 as well. So you have those stacks of money, which is fun. And then the cards were only $5 for three decks. You do get three sheets to make. There you go. You could play all sorts of games with with this. It would be quite a challenge to play a game. Here, I have some of these cards here on this piece of paper and stuff. And picking them up individually, I have the two
Can you do a card trick with it?
Let's see. Golly. I don't know if I actually could do a card trick with these. I might have to, like, figure out one of, like... Yeah, I couldn't...
Well, it doesn't matter. You can just say, so it's the Jack of Spades, and no one can actually... It's not.
And here's your card. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'll take your word for it.
And then these tiny... Oh, my gosh. I'm going to lose a dollar bill in my keyboard. Oh, I did. I did. I lost a dollar bill in there. Well,
oh, my gosh.
And there we go. So those are the miniature gadgets for this week. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from Andy E. Gizzi, E-G-I-Z-I. He has Giz in there. And he says, hi, Dick and Chad. I wanted to show you my new e-reader. And here is Andy's video.
Okay.
Hi, Dick and Chad. I wanted to share my new e-reader with you. This is not it. This is my old Kindle. I stopped using my Kindle a couple years ago just because I got frustrated with the way Amazon was treating their bookstore. For example, not letting me download my books and keep copies of them for my own backup purposes. So I moved away from Kindle and I bought this Kobo. And you can automatically see the Kobo is smaller. It's definitely lighter. It doesn't have the same problems as the Kindle as far as digital rights management. I can put any books on here that I want. Another nice benefit of the Kobo is that Libby is built into it, so I don't have to go to my phone or a computer to borrow library books. I can do it right on device.
Oh, wow.
The Kobo, and it just shows up in my
Libby
list
is
of books
a
to read.
Yeah, love library platform for lending ebooks.
But I was looking for a new e-reader that fit a different niche. So while the Kobo is small enough to fit in my back pocket, it would fill my whole back pocket. So it is portable, but it's not convenient to carry. So I was looking for something that was smaller that was super easy to carry around. So for example, if you go to the grocery store and you're going to be waiting in line for a while, you just have a book to read while you're there. So I found the XT Ink. This is the version 4. It's fairly small, as you can see. It's 4.3 inches. We've got an on button right here. Let me turn it on. It boots up fairly quickly. You can see it looks like most of them. You can download files that have 16. It comes with 16 gigabytes of memory, but it is a slot that you can put your own cards in. It has 3 rocker buttons. So you got one on the side, 2 on the front that are mapped. Their purpose is mapped on the front. So if I want to select this book, I just hit the rocker button. I go right in. If I hit down on the sides, I go forward in the book. If I hit back, I hit up to go back. And if I really, really don't like this narrow view, I can hit this button and it will remap it sideways. So I'm using these buttons to go back and forth now. Really, really nice. I love this thing. I've been using it to read short stories, ironically. You can buy this nice case to go with it if you wish. It's a magnetic case, so it's a little sticky there, but it goes right in, and you got a nice case. Downside is it doesn't have a backlight like the rest. So what I've done is I pulled out this old selfie light that I hardly ever use that fits on the back of an iPhone, and it magnetically attaches to the back of this, and then I just turn it on, and now I have a selfie light acting as a book light. So super great product. Couldn't recommend it enough. Hope you enjoyed seeing it. Have fun.
I love that. That's great. Yeah, that's so cool. I love e-ink things. I have my paper and it's, you know, I love that thing. I think that I wish e-ink screens were cheaper, more available, and there were more products. Oh my gosh, cheaper. I just looked at this price. It's only $70.
Wow.
I didn't realize. I'm ignorant when it comes to this. That is amazing. Yeah, that's so cool. That is so cool.
And it fits right in with your little money.
Exactly. You could just put it in your wallet. It seems so small. Wow. Very, very cool. And then there's that selfie light. It's funny when the light is like half the price of an e-reader. here's another one. Another type of selfie light as well. Man, that is so cool, though. I love that teeny tiny. It looks like that's just what they do. Just that one little product at the moment. That's so, or at least that's what they're showing on their page. Really, really cool. Very good video. Do you think are you a book reader at all?
I am not a book reader at all. I belong to Audible, and I think I have like 900 credits because I keep forgetting to cancel, and they just keep giving me credits.
Two more credits. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. As I wish, if I was a reader, I mean, I would be absolutely locked in to a gadget like this. To me, my headphones are the e-reader, you know, just because I am an Audible guy, you know. And so that's one of the reasons I've really liked the Shox headphones that are the bone conduction headphones.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because they're so light, I forget that I'm wearing them. And for audiobooks, the quality's good enough. So that's funny. Very, very cool, Andy. Thank you so much for sending that video over. That was absolutely perfect. Perfect. And I was fascinated with all of it. Love it.
That's great fun. So Andy will get the current issue of Mad Magazine, which is Mad number 600. So we're always looking for more videos, okay? A video, anything to do with a gadget. It can be a new gadget or some old piece of techie equipment you never threw out, make a video about that. 1 to 3 minutes, landscape format. Just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget and send upload it to YouTube. And YouTube will give you a URL, which you email us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it, you're showing 99% of everything we get. You'll get the current issue of Mad. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Mo says, guys, do you think you would want to get one of these? Ooh. So, Chad, you'll have to see if you want one. I don't even understand this gadget.
Okay.
So take a peek.
Here it is on Kickstarter, called the QB AI Desktop Robot.
Oops. Nobody is watching.
Meet QB, a desktop robot.
Switch complete. Hi, I'm QB.
Who can go anywhere?
That was slow.
Be anyone. And wear anything.
Yeah, all that.
QB has many friends.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
And it also loves to stay with
you. Keep doing it. Are you winning, mate?
But do QB dream of an electric world?
I'm drifting off.
Maybe. QB is unlike any robot you've seen before.
Huh.
With its highly flexible body, it can rotate in multiple directions and move effortlessly on its tracks, offering a completely new experience. But what sets it apart is its behavior and built-in emotional system. QB has its own schedule, but it's also full of surprises, doing unexpected things on a whim. When you're ready for deeper interaction, QB is always in the zone. Whether it's playful teasing or a quick game, it's ready to bring fun to your day. Feeling bored? QB's character system lets it quickly switch between personas. A gamer, a desktop DJ, a mysterious hacker, each with unique interactions and themes. Powered by cutting-edge AI chips, including multiple LLMs and OpenClaw, QB understands your intentions and turns them into action instantly. It's more than just a conversation tool. QB's characters come to life, giving it a sense of personality. What makes QB truly special is its customization. Through the app, you can easily change its appearance and interactions. If you ever run out of ideas, the app's community will have the perfect creation for you. Just tap to switch to your favorite character. QB even has upgradable outfits. Beyond the official ones, you can use Lego pieces and other accessories to decorate it. And it'll adapt to reflect the same vibrant energy inside and out. It's all in your hands. Join us and get your very own QB.
Okay.
This sounds good to you?
Nah, no.
God, they have over $821,000 already.
Yeah, wow. Holy moly. I mean, I think he's cute. I think it's adorable. It seems extremely half-baked to me. It seems I don't know. Something about it just seems like...
Yes. And it has one of those things where it said, this is a project that hasn't been produced yet, so be careful.
Yeah.
When you think about buying one. And it's expensive. I think all the cheap ones are gone. I think it's over $200.
Yeah, the early bird is out. 200 is out. 250 is out.
Yes.
Is that... I'm confused. Maybe the funding hearing? Maybe I'm not signed in? I don't know. Maybe there's... Oh, $220. There you go. I could get one.
I don't think so.
Yeah. The chat room is very funny, and they're saying cat mode, it'll just push your things off of the desk.
We can get a cat and do that.
Exactly, right? I mean, like, it feels like, you know, this is some artifact that I would expect to see in the future, you know, like a little tiny desk robot, you know, that's AI driven. Like, yeah, that seems like the future. It seems possible now. Absolutely. Is it gonna... I don't know. It doesn't seem cute enough for me to buy it just for the cute factor, and it doesn't seem practical enough for me to buy it for the practical factor.
Yeah. And it's too expensive.
Exactly, exactly. It was like cutting edge. I mean, I feel like this is... the concept is funny, and the concept is fun. I could absolutely see a cute, adorable robot AI-powered thing. And a ton of features that could be built in, you know, you could, if it had things like set a timer for me for the eggs, or you know, you could ask it questions and it would intelligently respond, or you could say, hey, remind me in 3 days to give medicine to the cats, you know, and then the robot would come in and be like, hey, don't forget about the medicine, you know, like that type of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't feel like this product is quite there yet. I don't feel like the meat of the product is there yet. So seems fun and cute, but I definitely pass on this, personally.
Me too.
Thanks for sending that over, Mo. He always sends over the funnest weird head scratchers
exactly
to look at. A big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our show. You guys are rock stars and amazing. Thank you so much for supporting us every single episode. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz or our website gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab and a big banner that'll take you to to our Patreon page. There you can support us. There's also a link on our website to our PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal. Thank you, everyone, for your support and generosity for the GizWiz. Thank you so much. GizWiz.tv is our website where you can head over and watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, the website will update with the live stream, and I encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with all of our fantastic community and have a great time. We're live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time, and if there's a schedule change, it'll be at the top of the website. And all of our previous episodes are also there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder, gizwiz.biz is where you can go. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or a part. And you got to guess what this gadget is. Ooh. We see the Mad Magazine we're playing for now.
Yes, ooh. Mad 600.
Wow.
With a wraparound cover. Wow. And it turns out I have been in 515 of those 600 issues.
Wow.
There's a guy that runs a website called Mad Cover Site, which is every issue of Mad and every article and every artist. And
wow.
Was on the phone and I said, Doug, let's go add up how many issues I've been in. And he said, I did it already. You're in 515 of the 600. Oh, and it's a wraparound cover by
That's
Sergio.
Oh, wow.
And there are not a tremendous numbers of people guessing, so your chances of winning a Mad are like 4-1, better Ooh. Than any lottery.
Get a guess in.
So get a guess in there.
It's I hate to give it away, but this is obviously a wrench for nuts that have no no threat, no hexes. It's a wrench for poles. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, hilarious answers. And it sounds like there's a good chance. So instructions are there on the website. Head on over there and get a guess in. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.